I'm exhausted, but I'm exhilarated.
Exhilarated. Tell me why you're exhilarated.
Because I fought the good fight. That's the whole purpose of me being here, is to represent my constituents and those who would be adversely affected by this legislation. And one of the issues that I brought up from the very, very beginning has to do with summary judgment. I truly believe that individuals who have been harassed and who have been wronged in their employment should have an avenue to go through where they do have a trial by jury. I do not believe that one individual should make a determination based on the facts and have the ability to throw out a case. There are cases that I have cited today and in the past that deal specifically with some horrible situations. And some of those cases have been thrown out. A good example is Smith versus Hy-Vee, which I cited today, where there is a 16-year-old who was harassed, and the case was thrown out by a judge. And I think that's unfortunate.
Could you talk a little bit about what your amendment did it? Deal with that summary judgment language?
Yes, absolutely. What my amendment did was to take out the summary judgment language, which means that a person who has been wronged has the ability to go through the full process and have a jury. That's the difference. I wanted a victim to have a jury, not to have one judge to make the determination of whether their case warranted a jury or not. I wanted a jury to be in place.
You still voted against the bill? Did I hear your voice?
Absolutely.
Say no?
I said no.
Tell me why you went against the bill, even though you got what you wanted out of this particular section.
I didn't get everything that I wanted. Another issue that we had to deal with was motivating factor and contributing factor. That is something that I will continue to fight. This bill is actually going to make its way back over here, and I plan to do whatever I need to do to make sure that motivating and contributing factor is dealt with. I believe that the standard should be contributing factor, not motivating factor. When there's a motivating factor, there's a higher burden on the victim. And when you have been wronged and you may have been through some experiences that have really harmed your life, you should not have additional burdens. And that's the next thing that I'm going to be dealing with, is the contributing factor and maintaining that language that we have currently in the Missouri Human Rights Act.
Is that something that you had to give up to get what you wanted in this paragraph you struck? Is that part of the negotiating part?
I actually wanted to strike the first six pages of the bill. And I said to them, you can keep your whistleblower, but I want to take the caps and I want to take everything else out. And that was not on the table. And so I needed to figure out a way to get something that I wanted. And basically that came down to the caps and summary judgment. We were not successful in getting the caps eliminated out of the bill, but summary judgment is the baseline. And that's really what is important, because I believe that a jury should make the determination based upon the facts of what the credibility is of the defendant or the employer.
The Legislative Black Caucus came out really strongly against this bill earlier this week. Do you think they're going to be? Do you think the Black Caucus is going to be okay with what could arguably be viewed as a compromise bill?
No, we're not okay with the bill, even with the changes that I made today. We're not okay with it at all. And I expect the House members to continue fighting very hard to get fully what we want. We, again, believe that contributing factor is the baseline. Motivating factor allows for a corporation to have the upper hand. And because it's a motivating factor, it's contributing factor has a lower standard, and it's easier for that victim to pursue justice.
If you still have a problem with this bill, why give up on the filibuster now? Is it something you may come back to?
Absolutely. We're going to probably hit this bill two more times. And here's the deal. When when that comes back up, when this language comes back up, you know, I'm going to be ready and willing to stand up for another 10 hours, 15 hours if I have to. What I do believe is what happened today is that no one believed that I would stand up for as long as I did. You know, and I proved them wrong, and I could have stood up for another 5 hours. And frankly, this is something that I really care about fundamentally, so I'm not going to give up. I mean, this bill is going to come back over from the House, and they're going to have some changes in the bill, which means that we're going to be able to address it again. The other thing that I was worried about is the timing of it. I think the strategy of the majority was to get a bill out and passed through both chambers as quickly as possible so that they can garner support to override the governor's veto. And what we're doing at this point is slowing down the process. So really, part of my strategy today was to slow down the process, knowing that the language that's going to come over from the House is going to be different, and that's going to give us our second chance. And then if we go to conference or in either one of the bills, that's going to give me the third chance.
Is the individual liability still in there, or is it out?
Yes, that's still in there.
Okay. You can't sue the individual. You can only sue the corporation.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the changes made in the substitute before your amendment? Can you talk a little bit about
those? Actually, yeah, there. I can't tell you because I didn't even get to look at it. What I knew is that we had to withdraw, because there were changes, amendments to the previous substitute. I could not make an amendment to those changes that were already made. And so that previous substitute had to be withdrawn in order for me to introduce my amendment to take out the language dealing with summary judgment.
How was Senator Lager to deal with?
He's definitely a player. He's definitely a player. You know, I think we both established ourselves as people who are serious from both of our vantage points. You know, I wasn't going to give up. I'm not giving up. He doesn't want to give up, but he had to give up a couple of things so that we can end this debate. But, again, the timing is very important. It was a strategic move on my part to get to a place where we can have two more conversations at least, filibusters if necessary. And, you know, if we got to a PQ today, it would have not given us those two other opportunities. And that's what I really wanted, is to have two more opportunities to debate the bill, either in a conference committee or the language that we're going to get over from the House.